Job chapter 31. I have made a covenant concerning my eyes. Now why should I pay attention to a virgin? And what is one's portion from God above, and one's inheritance from the Almighty in the heights? Is it not calamity to the unjust man, and alienation to the perpetrators of iniquity? Does he not see my ways, and count all my steps? And know whether I have walked with vanity, and whether my foot has hastened to deceit. Let him weigh me with just balances, so that God may know my integrity, whether my step has turned aside from the way, and whether my heart has followed my eyes, and whether any spot has cleaved to my hands. If so, then let me sow and another eat, and let my offspring be eradicated. If my heart has been seduced by a woman, or if I have lain in wait at the door of my neighbour, then let my wife grind flour for another, and let other servants bow to her as mistress. For such behaviour would be depravity, and that is a judicial offence. For such a fire would consume me to destruction, and it would root out all my produce. If I have rejected the justice of my manservant or my maidservant in their dispute with me, then what should I do if God rises up and if he deals with the case? What should I answer him? Did not he who made me in the womb also make the other? Did not he form us in one kind of womb? I have certainly not withheld my support from the poor, or caused the eye of the widow to languish, nor eaten my morsel on my own, with the orphan not partaking of it. For from my youth the orphan grew up while I was as a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow. If I saw anyone perishing for want of clothing, or if the poor had no covering, his loins certainly were grateful to me as he warmed himself in fleece from my lambs. If I have lifted up my hand against the orphan, when I saw at the gate a need for my help, may my shoulder fall from the shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the arm socket. For fear was upon me of a downfall from God, for I cannot prevail against his exalted position. If I have made gold my hope, and said to fine gold, "You are my ground of reliance," if I have delighted because my wealth was great, or because my hand had found abundance, or if I saw sunlight when it shone, or the moon making its course in honour, and my heart was deceived in secret, and my hand kissed my mouth, this too would have been a judicial offence, for I would have acted falsely towards God above. Or if I have rejoiced at the demise of him who hates me, and I have been uplifted when evil befell him. I have not allowed the roof of my mouth to sin by asking for a curse on his life. It is the men of my household who certainly said, "If only we had a part of his flesh, we are not satisfied." The foreigner has not had to lodge out in the open. I have opened my doors to the traveller. If I have covered my transgressions, like Adam, by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, then may I fear a great multitude, and the contempt of families intimidating me, so that I become silent and do not go out of doors. If only I had someone who would listen to me, if only the Almighty would answer me with a written charge for me, and the one who is contending with me would write out the case against me in a book, I would certainly bear it on my shoulder and bind it to myself like crowns. I would declare the number of my steps, like a prince I would approach him. If my ground cries out against me, and if its furrows weep together, if I have eaten the produce of it without paying, if I have caused the inner selves of those entitled to it to gasp, then let thistles come up instead of wheat, and weeds instead of barley. The words of Job are complete.